Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think we've worked out the fiscal impact for Representative Ohmby's bill, so please recognize Representative Ohmby for Senate amendments to House Bill 1676.
Representative Ohmby, you're recognized to explain Senate amendments on House Bill 1676.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move adoption of Senate amendments on House Bill 1676. The amendments basically mark out providing administrative support to the Oklahoma Sentencing Commission and maintaining support and providing assistance to the Oklahoma Council on Violence Prevention. Move adoption.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be additional questions? Additional questions on Senate amendments to House Bill 1676. Representative Morissette, you're recognized for a question on Senate amendments.
Would you believe, Mr. Speaker, that it's Representative from Moore's fault for all this morning? But anyway, point of information. You indicate there's a new fiscal bill summary? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, we are breaking this agency up. And I think one of the reasons we had heard is that this legislature hasn't adopted any of their recommendations over the last 10 years. You would agree with me that there have been lots of recommendations not adopted over the last 10 years by many agencies, but we don't use that as a reason to break up an information agency. Would you agree with that?
I didn't understand what you said. Could you please repeat that?
Representative Morissette, please restate your question.
Well, what I'm really searching for is a policy reason as to why we're doing this. We're talking about saving money. Apparently, the new fiscal bill summary comes out and says there's no fiscal impact. We're basically playing a shell game with the money. We're moving this agency around. We're breaking it up. My question goes back to the original question. The question is why?
Thank you for that question, Representative Morissette. I think we've seen this in the past. We have seen this... For example, the unclaimed property went from the tax commission to the treasurer's office. Same budgets, same everything, but we saw how much streamlining government in that instance has done the job, and I think we'll see the same thing here.
Representative Sullivan for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Ohmby, as I understand it then, there's no savings to the taxpayers by moving this from an independent agency to OSBI. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Representative Sullivan for a follow-up.
And currently, when requested, this agency, independent agency, provides us with fiscal analysis of criminal justice matters. Is that right?
That's correct.
Representative Sullivan, you're recognized.
If moved to OSBI, will then this new body or group be able to provide fiscal analysis on criminal justice matters?
That is my understanding.
Representative Sullivan, you're recognized.
I have been told that some representatives, I don't know if it's of OSBI, but there's been some discussion that they would no longer provide under the OSBI any fiscal analysis for criminal justice matters. Do you know that to be a fact?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Seeing no additional questions, Representative Ohmby moves adoption of Senate amendments on House Bill 1676. Will there be debate? There will be debate. Members wishing to debate in opposition, please press your red button. Members wishing to debate in favor, please press your green button. Chair is preparing to close the queue. Queue is now closed. The following members will be recognized for debate. Representative Morissette for 7 minutes 30 seconds in opposition, and Representative Blackwell and Representative Ohmby for 3 minutes 45 seconds apiece for debate in favor. Representative Blackwell, you're now recognized for 3 minutes 45 seconds in debate in favor of adoption of Senate amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, one of the dual purposes of the Criminal Justice Resource Center is to provide data for the Sentencing Commission. The Sentencing Commission began a little over 10 years ago to provide input and direction for truth and sentencing that they were considering at the time. When that task was completed, instead of the Sentencing Commission ending, it continued. It continued to this day. However, they have not met in the last year. The co-chair has indicated that he does not have plans to meet in the immediate future. If one of the two reasons that they exist is to provide data for a commission that is not meeting, obviously they are not utilizing their time or talents to the fullest extent that they could. Therefore, moving them to OSBI to make them be available for other duties and resources that we need in our criminal protection system through the different agencies we had is an increase in efficiency. Obviously, they'll be able to use their talents, continue to use their abilities to research and get data, but for something and for a purpose that is presently meeting and actually doing something. This in no way eliminates the Sentencing Commission. It allows the Criminal Justice Resource Center to use their talents better for the people of Oklahoma, and it is a good fit for the criminal justice resource system. We have at times moved other agencies into different spots to increase their efficiency, and that's what we're trying to do here, to increase the bang for the buck that people of Oklahoma get for the money they spend for Criminal Justice Resource Center. I urge you to vote for this bill, for the amendments.
Thank you, Representative Blackwell. Representative Morissette, you're now recognized for 7 minutes, 30 seconds for debate and opposition to adoption of the Senate amendments on House Bill 1676. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm glad that there isn't a meter on this microphone. I'd be paying a lot of fines here this morning. My point is this, a couple of points real quick. If the Oklahoma Sentencing Commission hasn't meeting, get rid of the Sentencing Commission. If we're trying to save money, because that was one of the first reasons I heard about this, those of you that want limited government over there, and I'm seeing some of you, then eliminate this activity altogether. Don't put it in OSBI, don't put it in Attorney General, just get rid of it. Exactly. Okay? Just do it. But we're playing a shell game here. We're shuffling a little kid's game. We're shuffling this over there, over here. OSBI is perfectly capable of retrieving data on criminal sentencing and other activities involving criminal activity. And I submit so is the Attorney General. We want to save money, just eliminate it across the board. But I contend that this particular resource center does provide us with a certain function, and that it's independence of its information gathering system. And I contend to some of us that OSBI didn't want this. It sort of inherited this as some idea where we could put these people. That agency, by the way, is growing and growing and growing and growing. Also, this is a conflict with the arguments that we heard, I believe it was last week, on another bill called 1111. We had data testing in a certain agency. We wanted to take it out and put it in an independent agency. Now we're doing the exact opposite. Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third. I urge you to vote no.
Representative Morissette, will you yield to questions?
Certainly.
Does yield. Representative Blackwell, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you. Representative Morissette, you said we should do away with the Sentencing Commission. Would you believe I had a bill to do that last year and you voted no?
Representative, you and I have become good friends, but I also know there was a lot more to that bill than what just that simple point.
Seeing no additional questions, thank you, Representative Morissette. Representative Ombe, you're now recognized for 3 minutes, 45 seconds in closing debate in favor of adoption of Senate amendments to House Bill 1676. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll just take a moment. Once again, House Bill 1676 simply transfers the Criminal Justice Resource Center to the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation and Office of the Attorney General. Despite what my colleague had said earlier, I think it is a way to streamline government. There is really no reason to have the Criminal Justice Resource Center as a standalone agency. Certainly, we have seen that government efficiency can be done properly. As I mentioned earlier, the unclaimed property from the tax commission to the treasurer's office is a good example of the kind of work that can be done when these groups are under the right authorities. This bill simply streamlines government. And there is also no reason that once the transition has been completed, that the OSBI or the Attorney General's office can't reevaluate to see how they can streamline further. I ask for your vote today on House Bill 1676. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Ombe. Representative Ombe moves adoption of the Senate amendments. Clerk will activate the machine for a division on adoption of Senate amendments to House Bill 1676. Representative Fott votes aye. Representative Ritz votes aye. Representative Hoskin votes no. Representative Harrison votes no. Representative Reynolds votes aye. Representative McCullough votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Representative Swartz votes aye. Representative Jackson votes aye. Representative Moore votes aye. Representative Williams votes no. Declare the vote.
49 aye, 34 nay.
Having received a majority vote, I declare the Senate amendments to be adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1676 by Ombe of the House and Coffey of the Senate, an act relating to criminal justice.
Representative Ombe moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Ritz votes no. Representative Denny votes aye. Representative Sears votes aye. Representative McMullen votes no. Representative Hoskin votes no. Members wishing to vote or change your vote? Representative Reynolds votes no. Representative Cootie, Representative Arms, Representative Offutt, Representative Shannon, Representative Treblecock, Representative Derby, Representative Dorman, Representative Kiesel, Representative Walker, Representative Shelton, do you care to vote? Representative Cootie votes aye. Representative Arms votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote? The chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
53 aye, 41 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.